This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust, and you are listening in December. I am recording some very short 5 or so minute episodes every day in the run up to Christmas, bringing you strategies, tactics, and tips to help you grow a thriving business. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get on with the show. Today, I'm going to talk about strengths. We all have strengths in our business and ourselves, and it's really important that we identify what our strengths are so that we can include those in our marketing materials, so that we can see where how we can differentiate ourselves from competitors. And one of the processes that I like to do with my clients is a SWOT analysis. So I don't know if you're familiar with a SWOT analysis. Some of the people and the clients that I work with have already done this previously, and some of them it is a new process. So SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So that is the strengths and the weaknesses within the business, and the opportunities and the threats in the marketplace. And that looks like a square. And you can download a SWOT template from the show notes. So I've got a template, and today all you need to do is fill in the quadrant, which is all about your strength. So just a little story about the SWOT actually first. I think it's really, really important. I do it with all my clients, as I said, and I hadn't actually ever done a SWOT analysis on myself until probably about 6 months ago. And I realized when I did that some very key things came out, some strengths that I was kind of ignoring, and some weaknesses that I hadn't actually realized. And it was at that point that I took a slight change of direction in what I'm doing. And actually, I am working much closely with people on business growth consultancy now, whereas before I was focusing mainly on marketing. So I am still doing marketing, and marketing is a big part of business growth consultancy. But when I did my strengths, I realized that what I love and what I'm good at and what I've already achieved in life is all around building businesses, scaling businesses, selling businesses, starting up businesses. And that's really what I love doing and what I'm good at. And so actually, that is where I'm going to focus. So I would say doing a SWOT analysis, whether it's for your business or for yourself, is so enlightening. There is so much information that maybe you kind of know in the back of your mind, but getting it all down on paper, having a look at what your strengths are so that you know how you can stand out from your competitors, and then looking at what your weaknesses are. And those are things that generally you can sort out. I love working with my clients to help them sort out their weaknesses. Or perhaps it's just, you know, for example, one of my weaknesses or something that I'm not particularly keen on is Instagram. And so I realized that whereas I love LinkedIn and I'm on there quite a lot and I've got a good following. And so actually it makes much more sense for me to align myself with my business growth consultancy where I'm strong on LinkedIn, rather than previously I was really wanting to focus on helping health and wellbeing businesses. And because I'm not strong on Instagram, or it's not something that I particularly like, it doesn't, you know, make so much sense. So being aware of your weaknesses is definitely also key. And today we're going to talk about strengths. Things to think about is, what do your customers love most about you or your business? What are you most efficient at? What are you best at? What can you do efficiently in terms of time or money? And what really makes you stand out as a business? See if you can answer those questions. Also, I am going to run through a couple of ideas or thoughts that, if any of those resonate with you, then make sure you jot those down. I'm just trying to give you some ideas about strengths I've seen with the clients that I work with. So it could be things like reputation. Maybe your business has been going for a long time, you've got a very good reputation. It could be things like your team and the staff. So that makes a massive difference. If you've got really engaged team and they're fantastic and they look after customers really well and they're reliable, then that is definitely a massive strength. And it's really, really important, obviously, that you can rely on your team. So have a think about whether that's one of the strengths in your business. For me, my network of suppliers is one of my strengths, and I wonder if that's one of yours too. If you've got a fantastic network of suppliers, obviously that is really important. It means that you're not going to be let down. It means that you can rely on them to provide great products or services to you, which in turn obviously help you grow your business. Another thing might be a board of directors. So I think a strong board of directors can be a real strength, especially if it's a diverse board, a board of directors that have experience, skills and expertise that come from other industries. And I think that that would be one of the key things that I would say can really, really help a business to have a really strong strategic board of directors. Another strength might be the quality of relationship that you have with your customers or your clients. I work with a creative agency. I've been working with them for over a year. And the two founders have very strong relationships with lots of people in the industry. And they have, you know, been working with some of these clients for such a long time. So I think if you've got those kind of relationships and connections, that is definitely also a strength. Another thing you might want to think about is customer reviews and testimonials. That is social proof to prospective customers and to existing customers that you're good at what you do. So if you have great testimonials, make sure you do show those on your website, and also do always ask people for reviews for your products or your services. And if those are good, then again, that is a key strength. So my call to action today would be write down all your key strengths in the first quadrant on the SWOT analysis. Hopefully some of the suggestions that I gave might resonate with you. Have a think about what it is that you do that you're particularly good at. Where do you think the strengths lie, either in yourself or in your business? And write all of those down. And tomorrow, we're not going to be doing weaknesses tomorrow. We've got Will Polston, the second interview with Will Polston tomorrow, and we'll be back on Wednesday to talk about weaknesses. So just quickly, tomorrow's interview is the second part of my chats with Will Polston, who is a mindset strategist, and we're going to be talking about morning routine and how that can really help you focus in the day ahead and also help you grow your business. So do have a listen to that tomorrow and look forward to catching up again. These are my short December daily episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and do connect with me. Come and find out more at emmyfaust.com. That's my website, and you can also find me on most social media channels at emmyfaust. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you tomorrow.